Locker room chats continue. It's now final week of the regular season here in high school football. Opportunity to chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. It is powered by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, it was a very tough task for your squad last week, making the road trip all the way to Thunder Ridge, one of the best teams in the state. You fall in that ball game 60-12. Just how challenging was that, not only just the long bus ride, but playing a team of that caliber?
You know, obviously they're a very good team. You know, they're very skilled, and, you know, they got good team speed and, you know, good size and physicality. And, you know, obviously disappointed by how we played. You know, I thought we left, you know, some opportunities on the field, you know, or especially early in the first half. We had them, you know, behind the chains multiple times, and we allowed them to get out of those situations by, quite frankly, us just not making plays. And so it didn't take very long for the score to get really lopsided. And you know, really, I don't think there's that big a discrepancy between the two teams. It's just kind of how we played and how things worked out there.
Well, when you look at where things are in the 8-man D2 District 3, Axtell has already clinched the District 3 title. You guys have the runner-up finish locked up, so you guys will host a playoff game next week. So obviously you guys have had a very successful season, but the importance of bouncing back and getting a win over Lynn this week to kind of carry that momentum over to next week.
You obviously want to go into the postseason play on a high and feeling that you're playing well, but I think just as equally for us moving forward, it's about getting healthy. And to me, that's, you know, that's maybe a bigger thing for us to accomplish in the next, you know, 8 to 10 days than necessarily wins or losses at this point. And, you know, we're getting closer, but we got a ways to go. But, you know, getting healthy and staying healthy this next week or so is going to be very important.
The Wildcats 5-2 overall, and the two losses to the number one and number two ranked teams in 8-man D2 on the road. So a challenging schedule, but a very successful season to this point. Still a lot to play for. We will talk about the matchup with Lynn coming up next. Continuing to talk with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson, it is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. You wrap up the regular season this week, a road trip to Lynn. When you look at the Bulldogs, they are 2-5 overall. They're on a 4-game losing streak, and they lost at Hanover last week, 58-12. Kevin Alvarado is a very good quarterback for them. He does put up a lot of good numbers and a challenging player to defend. But, you know, when you look at Lynn, what are going to be some of the key challenges that they present this week?
You know, they're going to, you know, throw some different formations at you and you know, make sure that you're really good pre-snap and your alignments and stuff like that. And you mentioned that Alvarado's, you know, very shifty and runs well. And, you know, he was a good player as a sophomore the last time we faced him, and he's only gotten better. But they got some other guys on the perimeter that have really good speed. And like I said, they're going to spread you out and make you defend sideline to sideline, which is something that we, you know, have struggled with from time to time. So, you know, with kind of a depleted roster and what they do offensively, we're definitely going to have some challenges.
Real quick, before we let you go, and as always, we appreciate your time. You know, we mentioned in the first segment about finishing runner-up in the district this year. I know you've had some injuries and the shuffling of the roster a little bit, and you guys have still been able to win, you know, so far 5 out of 7 ball games and put yourself in position to host a playoff game next week. So just real quick, you know, talk about the success and just what it means for you the success for you and your coaches to watch your team succeed this year and give yourself an opportunity with that home playoff game.
You know, that's every year you try to, you know, your goal is to improve your program just a little bit, make it a little better than it was in the years past. And, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, I've really, you know, think we've been able to do that. And, you know, we're a consistent presence in postseason play now, and are getting the opportunity to host playoff games, which is really exciting for our kids and our school and our community. So, you know, it's not only the work that these guys have put in this year, but, you know, over the course of their careers that have kind of put us in this position. And, you know, we're thankful and grateful for where we're at right now and hungry to see what we can do the rest of the year.
Still a lot to play for with the postseason coming up next week, but the Wildcats will wrap up the regular season this week with a road trip to Lynn. Nick Anderson joining us, head coach of Frankfort. Appreciate the time as always, coach, and good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next week before the playoffs.
All right, thank you.